Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A story here from CBS News. Apparently, Bumble is laying off roughly 30% of its workforce, 240 employees, according to a filing filed by the online dating company today. Sam, I know you have a girlfriend, but you're more versed, or at least understand this world better than we do. Is Bumble like a reputable classy one, or is this like the hookup for one night and I'll never call you again?
Well, I mean, it depends on how you use any of them, quite frankly. But Bumble is the platform that requires the lady to reach out first.
Oh, that's right.
So you swipe, you match. The man cannot reach out first.
No, Kara met on OkCupid.
Hmm. Okay. Huh.
Is that craze dying, by the way?
The online dating?
Swipe for a hookup dating apps.
Don't ask us.
I mean, who are you?
I don't even know which way you're supposed to swipe.
I think you swipe right. I've never swiped.
Swiped?
I've never been on a dating site in my entire life.
Anyway. All right, listen to this story out of Ohio. A dad looking for his daughter's ex-boyfriend. So there was trouble in paradise, right?
All right.
Kills the wrong person, according to Ohio police. Listen to what this is.
Ooh.
This is the stuff out of a horror movie. A 59-year-old man is accused of killing a woman with a machete as she passed by on a motorcycle in southwestern Ohio. Deputies responded to a 911 call in Camden around 10:30 Sunday night and arrived to find a woman badly bleeding from a gash to her leg. Deputies learned the woman, 41-year-old Leah Huff, had been struck with a machete. She died at the scene. Huff was riding in the passenger seat on the motorcycle in the back when deputies say Kenneth Brabant threw a machete at her, thinking it was the daughter's ex-boyfriend. Deputies discovered a phone call was made to police from that address 5 minutes before receiving a call about Huff. The sheriff told the news station, according to deputies, Brabant's daughter made the earlier call. So daughter calls police, says my boyfriend is harassing me and is riding a motorcycle back and forth in the street and trying to get her to come outside. She was worried. She called 911.
Okay.
Boyfriend is acting crazy on a motorcycle trying to get me to come out.
Okay.
She then tells dad, my ex-boyfriend's out there acting a fool trying to get me to come outside. It just so happens that this woman is riding by on a motorcycle, has nothing to do with any of this.
Not being driven by his daughter's ex-boyfriend.
This is just a guy on a motorcycle with this woman on the back that just happened to be driving by after the ex-boyfriend actually was driving by. Cuckoo crazy dad with the machete goes out and is like, I'm going to teach him a lesson, which, A, you shouldn't be doing anyway with a machete. I don't
Agreed.
Care how bad the boyfriend is. Strikes the wrong person in the leg with the machete on the wrong motorcycle. Woman is dead.
And it kills her?
Well, right here, your artery goes right to the heart. You sever that part of your leg. It is a one in a billion shot, Scott.
Yeah.
That the boyfriend was going back and forth and back and forth on a motorcycle, and then dad comes out, and then this random woman comes by on a motorcycle. Yes.
Question, teacher.
Yes.
Who owns a machete? What, are you going to clear some brush?
Dan Weinbaum owns a machete.
That's your takeaway from what I just told you?
Yeah.
I mean, you never know when you're going to have to start swinging it at random motorcyclists.
Is Dan going to clear brush in the West Bottoms?
I don't know, Scott. You know Dan.
You never know when you're going to find some brush that needs clearing.
That child probably does not own. He owns all of them. Jail records show, by the way, this dad was taken into custody over the weekend and is still in jail. He now faces murder charges.
As he should.
As well as tampering with evidence and felonious assault. Because my guess is when he hit, the machete hit her, she flies off. The actual bike rider who had nothing to do with this probably laid the bike down.
Probably. But how does that have to do with...
So there's the assault.
I'm not disputing the assault, but what about the tampering with evidence?
Here's my guess. He goes over and says, leave my daughter alone. That's
wrong guy.
Oh my God, that's a woman.
Yeah.
And she's bleeding profusely. I guarantee you, he turned, ran inside. Daughter was still on the phone with 911 saying, I got a crazy boyfriend out here riding by a motorcycle. Yeah. He goes inside. What's the first thing you do when you're guilty of killing someone that you isn't even the right person?
You grab the evidence and try to hide it.
He tried to hide the machete.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Well, they're not high.
God, that poor woman.
Well, for sure. Of course. You know, she's innocent. She had nothing to do with it. Well, even if she was on the back of a motorbike with his daughter's...
Yeah, it doesn't mean you go machete the guy.
You don't throw things at people in traffic, especially a machete.
By the way, a lot of people on the text line are saying they own machetes. It is the only deadly weapon that you can purchase from any sporting goods store without an ID.
Johnny has a machete.
What?
Oh, absolutely. He's several of them.
Part of your EDC.
He wouldn't be throwing them at anyone, but in fact, he has a gash right here because once he was out.
Careless with the machete.
And it went and went boom right in his leg.
And what does Johnny do with his multiple machetes?
Surveys land his entire career.
Do you have to cut the grass to survey it?
You score the trees where the survey mark is. It's fascinating. I'll get you a book on it.
Cut the grass with a machete?
No, this is for like
down. Isn't that
down,
what you do?
Think like Scott, down in the Ozarks where you're going into timber that needs to be cleared because you've got to go find someone's property line. That's what a machete's for. Or in this case, to throw at a motorcycle rider who has absolutely nothing to do with your angst.
But
I keep a machete under my bed.
What?
No, I'm reading the text line.
Oh my, I thought you were saying you keep a machete under your bed.
No,
they're heavy. I would never keep one under my bed for protection. I wouldn't be able to lift it. They're heavy.
Why does Johnny need more than one?
I don't know that he has more than one. I think he has more than one.
You said he had multiple.
I bet he has multiple. I
believe he does have multiple.
When one gets dull, you have to have the backup.
Thank you. This is where we're going with this conversation of a horrifying mistaken identity. Although it's not even mistaken identity. They were both wearing helmets. It was non-identifiable. You threw a machete at someone you can't even identify.
Yes. And you took a life. And you're going to prison.
My God.
Probably for most of the rest of yours.
Were they the same motorcycle? I'm confused here.
No, Sam, the woman who died was riding on the back of a motorcycle with a guy. Neither one of them have anything to do with this. They just happened to be driving by on their bike, just going to dinner, whatever they were doing.
But if DB boyfriend is
moments after the boyfriend was going up and down the street, then he leaves. This poor woman pops up over the hill with her boyfriend that they have nothing to do with this. And crazy machete guy, who, by the way, looks like he does not have teeth. I'm just stating a fact. He just does.
Can I see a photograph?
Yes. Comes out, throws the machete, thinking he is, you know, whatever. God. Yeah, he's, I don't know. Hang on, I'll show you the mugshot. There's an ad, but wow. Yeah.
From the text line, I have a machete. I keep it in my truck. We are mushroom hunters.
Oh, there's another use.
You're a mushroom gatherer. And we hike, so I strap it on my belt when we're walking.
Okay.
It would make a stupid weapon, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Scott, you're going in the weeds with how many machetes?
Good God.
Nice.
One?
No, that was punny. That was good.
I know. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Thank you. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Listen to this out of Independence, Missouri. As the temperatures across the metro rise, they are also rising inside of Connect 55 residence units after the residents say they have not had air conditioning for weeks.
Oof.
Channel 5 interviewed almost 90-year-old resident Ellen Jeffers. She has lived in that community 10 years, says she enjoys living there, but she hasn't had AC since late last week. Because of health conditions, she cannot go to a hotel or anywhere else and needs special medical equipment she uses at home. Quoting here from Ms. Jeffers, "It is horrible. I have the ceiling fan, but that only puts out so much air, and it's usually not cool air." Jeffers isn't the only resident sweating in their apartment. 10 residents, some of them who didn't want to go on camera, said they either did not have AC at some point starting last Tuesday.
So 8 days ago?
Yeah. "Mine's been out since last Friday," says someone. "Temperature inside is 80 degrees.
No.
Joyce Pinkenpank, that they interviewed, said she's been going on a month without AC. Peggy reports she's been 3 weeks without. Linda Whiteside is going 5 days.
How's that even possible?
Residents describe this as a life or death situation. Yep. I completely agree.
So do I.
Many of them, due to their age, have health conditions ranging from lupus to heart conditions. Residents say their individual units have gotten to as high as 92 degrees within the past few days. Many of them say they cannot sleep. They can't cook. Most of their family members are out of town. They have nowhere else to go.
Hmm.
They did get a statement from the...
Oh, please read.
"I want to confirm that we are fully aware of the recent HVAC issues affecting a select portion of our building, and we have been actively working to address them. We currently have 2 HVAC vendors on site evaluating repairing and replacing units as needed. The companies we are working with are handling an unusually high volume of calls. In the meantime, we have distributed portable air conditioners to residents who are affected and have more arriving to help mitigate any discomfort." You know what this says to me? I'm just going to tell you right now, I've been in this business a very long time.
Go ahead.
They weren't doing squat until Channel 5 reached out. You can hate on the media all you want. You want to get something done, you call. They were not going to address this until Channel 5 got involved.
That's right.
They got caught. I'm sorry, do you have a 90-year-old living in your unit? And it's 90. Does the temperature match her age? Well, yes, actually, I'd like to confirm that you are correct.
No, you're,
go ahead, sir.
You're going to hate me for this. They don't have to do anything.
They don't have to, but it is actually a critical situation for someone who's 90 years old to be.
I don't disagree with
inside
you.
An apartment with heat. Do you have the legal obligation to provide air conditioning?
Not in the state of Missouri.
The answer is no, you do not.
In Kansas, it is part of the habitable living clause. In Missouri, it is not.
Is this an apartment complex that is exclusively for older people?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Here's the other thing. And to your point that it wasn't until Channel 5 got on the case that they finally started doing something. Because what did you not hear any of the residents say in their interviews?
That we've been told this was getting fixed.
Or...
not like, not one of them.
Or they something said, to the effect of, well, at least, you know, they're providing us with portable air conditioners until it gets solved. So we're really thankful for that. Not one person mentioned anything that the apartment complex owners are doing.
If you look on Zillow, this is a very nice, looks well-maintained. There's a library. They are apartment. It looks like an Amley.
It is... a lot nicer than I thought.
And yes. By the way, 55 stands for 55 plus, which is what the community is.
Okay.
1 to 2 bedrooms, shared laundry. It's $1,300 a month for one bedroom, $1,600 for 2 bedrooms, according to Zillow.
That's not bad.
It does boast that it has central air conditioning on the Zillow listing. Are we sure about
that? Well, for now it does not.
It's central to some, not to you, Leona.
Right.
I mean, they've got to get this fixed. Here's the other deal. I know that the HVAC companies are working overtime right now. They do every single year, this time of year.
Can't prioritize this?
This situation needs to go to the front of the line.
Clearly.
Without question, you have a bunch of 80, you know, I'm sure it's some 55 and older, but Sam, I think predominantly these are going to be
well into their retirement years.
Of course. So I don't know how HVAC companies prioritize this or if they were told, like, this is critical. This should be at the front of the line.
Yeah, I think where my mom lives, it's...
If this was your mom, you would be furious.
Oh, of course I would. But because I live in town and literally 2 miles from her house, I would just have her come stay with me until they fix it. I think my mom lives in a 55-plus community, if I'm not mistaken.
I have a separate question.
But let me finish my point real quick. To your point, though, I can't remember the last time I saw somebody out there who was 56, 57. I mean, these are, you know, my mom's 80, God bless her. All of her friends are pushing 75 and north of that. Yeah. These 55-plus communities, let's be honest with what they are, they're retirement communities for people who are still able-bodied.
Do they play Mahjong?
They do. In fact, yesterday I called her, and it went to voicemail, and then I called her after work to inform her about my hacking situation. And
she failed to take your call because she was playing Mahjong.
She said, "I'm sorry I missed your call earlier today." And I said, "Oh, that's okay, Mom." She goes, "I was playing Mahjong with her friends at the club."
I love that woman.
She was with her friends over at the club. And they get together and they do Mahjong and then they do bridge. They play bridge from time to time. Used to go over there and play bingo.
I just dip my toe in the birder pool. I'm not launching myself into Mahjong.
Well, what we could do is bring my mom in tomorrow and she could teach you Mahjong on the air if you'd like to learn the rules.
Mahjong.
Mahjong.
My mom also plays online and I'm starting to worry because I think she spends a lot of time doing it and it does make her happy and that's fine that she's found a little community. But is there gambling involved in that?
No, not my mom doesn't gamble for money.
Okay.
I don't
if you want it.
Now maybe involved. Yeah, maybe your mom is like
right
on a seedy Mahjong.
She's on the 1-800 beds off Mahjong.
Bobby in Liberty. Bobby, hello. What's up?
So, no, I was just calling about what you're speaking of with the people 55 and older, with our elders. Like, why don't we have laws set in place for each of our contiguous states that when, you know, folks are 55 and older, we care for them better? I mean, they've been here for all these years. They gave us all life. You know, they're the ones that set the tone for the future. Why can't we take care of them? We should have laws in place that, you know, if you have a 55 or older community, all those things should be in working order. If not, they should be fined. They should be fined by the state. It's abuse.
Well, the problem is, and Sam was right, in the state of Missouri, you are not required to provide air conditioning.
Right. So how do we change that law? Do we have to, like, make our voices louder and go to the right people to change that law? I mean, if other states are doing it, why can't we follow along?
That is up to you and all the other voters in the state. You would have to elect people who make that a priority, quite frankly.
Yeah, very true, man. I agree with that.
And you would have to, there would have to be parameters. You have 48 hours to fix the air conditioning from June through July. And then what if the management company says, we have called every single HVAC person in town. We are 16th on the list.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there are other apartment complexes where the air goes out.
There are other homes where the air goes out. And you've got, you know, if I'll just use Anthony Plumbing and Heating, for example, and I don't know this is the case, but I'm sure they've had some long-time customers over the years. And do they take priority? Or do the 80-year-old people over at, you know, your 55-plus apartment complex take priority? By the way, and it's sort of a running joke on the show, Texter, but they say you're not pronouncing Mahjong wrong.
I know. I'm just not there yet.
We had this conversation about 2 weeks ago regarding the pronunciation of the game. My mother pronounces it Mahjong.
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 Okay.
And
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I've got to get a little bit closer to reading the AARP flyer that comes in the mail.
Mahjong.
Before I'm ready to go full on Mahjong.
What about knitting or quilting?
Mahjong.
Okay. If I had the eyesight and the patience to do that, I would love to do that. I used to crochet with my grandma when I was little, and I wish that that was a skill that I still possessed. In fact, there was a story on, I think it was Channel 9 a couple of nights ago, that said more and more young people doing
are knitting
grandma-type things. And so, it was out in a park in an open space. These women were teaching men, young men and women how to knit.
What is it when you have the two long needles?
That's knitting.
Okay. Sarah is just now finishing up. She's 24 years old.
Yeah.
Her first blanket, it's teal.
Oh, I love it.
It is gorgeous. My mom taught her how to knit.
How long did it take her?
So my mom...
Knit, knit, pearl.
When I went to rehab in the fall of 2023, my mom, on the first day that I went in, started knitting a blanket. Okay. It's kind of a cream-colored, off-white. She gave that to me the day I got out. My mom knitted an entire blanket in 1 month. God bless her. And she said, I've never knitted so long and so fast in my life.
She wanted it to be done for you to get out.
She wanted me to have it right when I got out. So she did that in 30 days. Sarah's blanket, which is gorgeous, it took her many months. And the worst part of this whole thing...
Scott.
No. I'm being serious. Was she would bring it over to my house or to my mom's house to have my mom inspect it. My mom is very good. And if my mom found a mistake...
Missed a stitch there.
So there was one time over at my mom's house, she found a mistake in Sarah's blanket.
Like in the third row.
And I sat there with... I was about to cry for Sarah as my mom is literally pulling the yarn.
Oh, oh, oh.
Just pulling it.
Oh.
And to get back to the mistake...
We'll just fold that part on the bottom.
I go, Mom, let it go. Leave it alone.
Dream unraveler.
And Sarah's like, Dad, it's okay. I want it to be perfect. And my mom is just pulling yarn.
There will be no imperfections in this family.
Oh, man. I was about in tears watching this beautiful creation that my daughter had made.
You know what I'm going to do?
Just being destroyed by my mother.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Because I miss my grandma so much, and I still have her knitting basket. I still have it. I am going to ask your mom when the temperatures cool down a little bit
to teach you how to knit.
To come join me and teach me how to knit.
913-586-7798.
Please, St. Margaret.
Here on Dana and Park.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, when it's time for Dana to learn how to knit and quilt and cross-stitch, there is a store in downtown Lawrence en masse. It's like a yarn barn or something.
Yeah. Love it.
And they have classes on Saturdays.
Oh.
I know this because a couple of weeks ago, my mom was looking for a specific type of yarn. And as we were going to lunch over at, I think we went to Free State that day, we stopped at the yarn barn.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it's called, and they didn't have the yarn that my mom was looking for, but there was a class going on inside, and there was a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
A lot, and only one dude.
But that's good. That makes me so happy. Yeah. Like, you know, Carrington took sewing classes, learned how to sew.
Have you seen what he sewed?
Yes, he sewed me a little thing to hold my tees in, and
Carrington's a terrible sewer.
No, he is not.
Yes,
he's learning.
He didn't learn a lot.
You got to start somewhere.
God, you have to start somewhere.
Well, what did you
there
do with the
There are children listening, and what kind of message did you just send those children?
Work harder. No.
If you're not perfect at the beginning, quit.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Stop it.
What did you end up doing with the cup holders that he made for you?
The tea holders? It's
the
in my golf
holder.
Bag.
Sorry.
It's in my golf bag.
Oh, like golf tees.
Yes.
Oh. Aaron on line 2. Hello.
Hey, guys. So your local HVAC guy here.
Hey.
So I looked at that property on satellite just to see what kind of building it was. And it is an older brick building, kind of like your guys's that you work in. But it's an apartment. So it's set up similar. You guys have a chiller, individual, you know, just one great big unit that cools your guys's building.
Yep.
So does this place. If it goes down, and depending on the part that it breaks, they're kind of hard to get if they're, it's an older piece of equipment. So they may be struggling to find parts. But I'll say this. I looked up who owns the property, and it's an out-of-town or out-of-state company. I'm not going to say their name. And they've got properties spread all throughout. They only have one other property in the metropolitan area in Olathe. And so, you know, what's the rush to fix it? You know, it's just one of their smaller properties. And, you know, they tend to out-of-state companies tend to try to find the cheapest person to fix it. And generally, they hire one person, they come out and look at it. Ah, we can't fix it. You know, we're just a little mom-and-pop shop. Then they hire another person, and they come and look at it. Well, you know, we might be able to fix it.
Yeah.
And they just struggle until they finally spend the money and go with a larger contractor in the Kansas City area, and it actually gets fixed. And now you're 2 months into it.
But, Aaron, riddle me this, if you would. And you're right, we do work in an older brick building. It's the former Vanguard Airlines headquarters building in Mission. But our AC around here works so well. I wear a sweatshirt in the studio every single day because I'm chilly.
What am I wearing right now?
You're wearing a sweatshirt. Well, hang on, let me finish my I got a question coming in here. On rare occasions when our AC has gone down, and it's a big AC unit, it is fixed within a matter of hours normally.
So how many millions or billions does your company make a year?
Well, but I would then say, Aaron, because I don't know. I'm sure it's millions or billions. I don't even know.
No, it's not billions.
Way above my pay grade. But even I would say, as uncomfortable as it can be without air conditioning in the building, we've had it happen. The 90-year-old in the apartment complex that, you know, their whole wing is sweating it out, and it is so bad for their health to have that done. I would still say they get to go first.
How much money does your company lose when the electronics overheat and you guys stop broadcasting? How much money does the rental company lose when they have their air conditioning out?
Yeah, if your point is they don't have an incentive in the way that a gigantic corporation probably does, I would agree with that.
Slumlords. That's all I got to say. Have a good day.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Well, but, you know, Aaron, the pictures that Dana showed me of this apartment complex,
nice.
It doesn't look like it's a slum.
Well, but let's be honest, those pictures never really show the true place. I mean, they might be pictures of the place, but they spruced it up. And
well, the people look happy and old. And
okay, I have a similar question or a similar topic question.
Yeah.
So a couple of years ago, they rolled out the electronic thermostats in Kansas City, the Nest, right?
Yeah.
So that you could control your AC or your heat from your phone. However, it also gave Evergy the ability to control your AC throughout the day so that at peak times, there wasn't as much strain on the grid.
Oh, that's right. They could step in and override.
I come home over the weekend, and we keep our home at a very modest 77.
Wow.
It's hot.
Oh, my gosh.
That is warm, Sam.
Very modest.
That's not modest.
No,
that's
uncomfortable.
If you're Dana's age, get me the hell out of here.
I come home over the weekend.
Dude, ours is at 70.
Me too.
That's insane.
No, it's not.
I come home over the weekend, and it is at 84 degrees.
Oh,
my goodness.
What, did
you put it on turbo?
I kicked it over so that it was on just the on setting, because
right?
You can override whatever they do. But if you're not there to notice that they changed it.
It takes more energy to get it back down, to fire it up again.
It ran for 6.5 hours because it was 94 degrees outside. My AC was on for 6.5 hours to get it back from 84 to 77.
So did they override you?
Crazy.
It had a little icon on there that I hadn't seen yet, and it said 84 degrees.
I know, but did Evergy or whomever it is override you?
I don't know. I'm assuming so. I don't know why it wouldn't have kept it at 77.
Okay, now I on my unit at home, it is I want to say that it, and this is probably the previous homeowner who said it here, it is set at 75. And I have to remember And I remember, it's when I start feeling warm and I'm like, why the hell is it so warm in here? I have to go over and set the temperature down. It's a digital screen, right? And yeah. I have to go down to 70. And then at the bottom, it gives me dates. And so I have to hit this little arrow to go one day at a time up to, you know, July 5th.
Yeah.
And then save. And then on July 6th, it reverts back to 75. Or 76 or whatever it's set at. And then I have to go back over there again.
I've always been told it takes way more energy.
That's true.
And is harder on your system to crank it, you know, up to 80 during the day and then cool it back down when you get home, that you should just leave it at a steady, you know, whatever, 72 or...
We're 70.
Okay, 64 degrees and it's on turbo. Do I need to put this bitch on Power Ranger? This is unacceptable. I did not sign up for this. When I prayed during the winter months, I asked the Lord to make it warm. I did not say, Lord, please bring the devil from hell and have him sit his ass crack on earth. That's not what I asked for. That is not what I requested.
Is Mary Beth okay with it being 77 in the house?
I didn't pick 77.
Did she?
Somebody did.
Would you prefer it to be cooler?
Yeah, I mean, I sweat a lot of the time.
How do you fall asleep at night?
We turn it down to 75 to go to bed.
And those 2 degrees make the difference?
No, I have a fan that just blows on me all night.
I'm the woman at age 51 that when I get in a hot car, I don't care what you're doing as the driver. If I'm a passenger in your car and it is uncomfortably hot, I will just start rubbing buttons on your, like, just get me out of the situation.
Why would you get into a car that's already occupied and it's hot?
Well, like if it's not my car, because my car is always cool and ready for me when I get in the car. So yep. If I get into, if like you say, I'm going to come pick you up, you know, because I'm stranded because my car broke down or something, and I get in the car, I am the person that will adjust my own temperature.
I have to have moving cool air on my face in the summer.
Oh, me too.
No, I'm not kidding. I will not move that car until there is cool air on my face.
The new house only has one ceiling fan, obviously, in one room. And one of the first things we did was purchase 4 fans.
Like box fans?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, like the text line is split. Fan. Half of them are saying I'm psychotic and a lizard. The other half are saying you guys are crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I like my home to be at 70 degrees, and the basement's even cooler. And I'm very comfortable. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Grab a couple calls. Go to Brandon in Overland Park. Brandon, good afternoon. Hello.
How are you today, sir?
We are doing well. Thank you.
So on the thermostat thing, school's out of session. My kids and my wife are at home for the summer, and she does not go more than 15 minutes to half an hour without the thermostat automatically jumping up to either 81 or 87 degrees.
Oh!
Wait. Your wife puts it at 81 or 87?
No, we like to keep it on 75 to 73, and every 15 minutes to half hour, she will have to go up there and change it again.
Why?
Because it jumps. Because the thermostat jumps to 81 or 87 degrees. It's one of the Nest Evergy-sponsored thermostats that was in the house when we bought it 3 years ago now.
And does it do this at night as well?
At night, it tends to stay in the 75-degree range, but we try and keep it at 73. I go to bed late, and it will keep changing up until about 12:15 at night. And usually I go to bed about that time, so I'll kick it down to 74, and it'll stay at that until 7 o'clock in the morning.
And so when it's getting bumped up to 81 or 85 or 87 or whatever, is that Evergy doing that to you?
Not according to Evergy.
Huh.
They say it's the thermostat that tries to conserve energy, and it's not them doing it.
Okay, can I ask you this, Brandon? Can you imagine for one moment any other object of functionality in your home that someone from the outside just randomly takes over? Think about even the volume on your TV, Scott, or your home security system, where you want it one way and someone on the outside just decides, no, we're not feeling that, and they change it, which is what Sam is talking about.
So here's an example to follow up on your point. It's a good one. Can you imagine if, for example, when we watch YouTube TV,
yep,
put it on, the volume roughly is at about 22 to 25. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, when we're on Netflix watching a program, we have to make it like the volume has to go up to about 40 to 43. Because for whatever reason, the Netflix shows, yeah, play at a lower volume.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if YouTube TV would just take over our television and say, no, you're going to hurt your ears. We got to get the volume back down to 22.
Here's another one. You can auto set your temperature in your refrigerator to different zones, like for the crisper, which I still don't understand why they call it that.
That's for vegetables.
It would be akin to like Whirlpool saying you do not need your crisper at 48 degrees. We're going to change it to 70. Like, people would freak out if in under any other circumstance, if somebody commandeered something in your house.
Text line says there is a way to turn off the Evergy controllability. But to Brandon's point about how late it goes into the evening, I've even noticed, like, I'll be upstairs folding laundry or something and think to myself, man, it's warm in here. And I mean warmer than 77. And I go down and I walk past it, and it has a motion sensor, and it lights up, and the AC kicks on immediately.
I would have an emotion sensor. Anger. Agitation.
Jerry in Bonner Springs, hello.
Yes, sir. We keep ours at about 78 to 80 during the day, and at night we will drop it down to 77. And we don't go visit the girls very much because they keep their thermostats at 72 year-round.
It keeps you out of their house?
No, not really. Not really. I'm just saying that they keep their thermostats at 72.
How can you survive in a house when it's 80 degrees? That's too warm for me.
We spend a lot of time outside. We come in, it's plenty cool.
Huh. All right. Okay. I got you, man.
Okay.
All right. Be well. All right.
That is true. You do about an hour of yard work in 95 degree weather. That 77 feels like an ice bucket.
How often are you showering? Every 5 minutes?
Scott does that anyway.
You're saving on the electric bill and you're drowning in water debt.
I mean, if I'm outside to get hot and then only to come back in so 80 feels cool, I still am going to have to take a shower. There is nothing more gross, well, other than wearing shoes in my house, than getting in a bed when you've got sweat on your skin. That's nasty.
I can think of other things that are more disgusting than that, like the poop cruise. I'm just saying.
Well, the poop cruise would be kind of disgusting. But if you're not on a poop cruise, there's nothing I can think of.
Got it.
More disgusting than wearing shoes in my house. Oh.
What if it's a poop cruise with no AC?
That's what it was, Sam.
Oh, that's right.
Are they wearing their shoes into their own cabin?
Well, I hope so, because there's stuff on the floor.
Through the fecal matter, yes.
Quick break for the news. Don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana Parks Podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go, at kmbz.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.